In the famous words of Tony, do you know what today is? It's our anniversary, y'all. Can you believe that today marks our 1 year anniversary of making When Magic Happens? It's been a year full of so much laughter.
You know why I'm here.
Don't play with me.
Sprinkled with some tears, you know, here and there.
Mama Tootsie, I owe more to you than I could even offer.
Some incredible guests and amazing stories.
Fair fight pushed back against egregious laws and rules that denied access and denied the true full engagement of voters, especially voters of color.
From WVEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Cheryl Jackson here with Jennifer Shea Love Bowers and Taylor Coward. And I just want to say happy anniversary to us, ladies. It feels so good to make a show where you can come together as our full selves, cut up, and hold each other down as girlfriends do.
Oh, I know, man. This has been such a fun journey so far.
Happy anniversary!
I agree. It's been amazing. And I met and found two new girlfriends in you two. And I can't wait to get into all of this magic, all that and more after the break.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
All right, y'all, how does it feel to know we made this show for an entire year? How do you feel about it?
Wow.
Oh, man. It's pretty amazing. It's been a ride. What I have enjoyed about this so much is getting to know you guys and really sharing so much. You know, from the launch event, when we like were all kind of like kicking it off to this moment where I just feel like, you know, I've got some When Magic Happens sisters.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yes, I agree. This has been so fun. And it started like, I don't know, I feel like we really hit the ground running and haven't stopped since. And it keeps you on your toes, and it's good to be on your toes. And I agree that, like, I'm fortunate that we were, like, put together in this way, because I don't know how else I would have met this little tribe of people. And so shout out to us.
Shout out.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but in the best way. I feel like it's a little therapy hour when I come here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the laughter, you know, that's what comes to mind most. And it's laughing around the most unexpected stuff, like the Nerd Out episode. It was a lot of laughter, but I found, you know, just some unique stuff about you guys.
Yep.
And, yeah.
I knew nothing about NDEs,
yes,
by the way. Like that was like, oh, wow, this is so interesting.
Near-death experience, sisters.
We're talking about near-death experiences. Going down the rabbit hole of NDEs or the science behind golf
courses.
You call landscapes.
The turf watering.
There you go.
The green.
No idea how that
the green water.
Yeah, the green.
And then, you know, Taylor, you just queen of the obscure. Okay, so. If it's obscure, you know all about it.
Okay. I will.
Not to you. But what were some of your favorite moments and why?
Okay, I just want to say, hands down for me, the sex episode.
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
I just feel like, you know, Dr. Nicole, she always brings it, and it was hilarious. Like, it to me, that was just, it was such a fun conversation. And, you know, I like talking about sex, so I was really in my...
You were in your
that
zone.
Was Jennifer's Super Bowl.
Pun intended. Okay.
That was my Super Bowl.
That was Jennifer's Super Bowl.
Normally, that's the cupping season Super
that
Bowl,
was, but that's yeah, always my
That
Super
was her Roman
Bowl.
Empire.
It was definitely our edgiest episode. What's your favorite moment, Taylor, and why?
I think our early episode, when we first probably got off track for the first time, and kind of veered off of what we were supposed to be talking about, I feel like we have to get looped back in a lot of the time. That actually happened today, where someone has to rein us in, which is important. But I think the very first time that happened, I was like, this is so fun. I feel like we all have, like, you know, we have to do businessy, serious things in life, but I also think we all have a fun, goofy side. And I think it jumps out at times where we're supposed to be working, but those are probably my favorite times.
Is that when you were, Taylor, you were telling me about my dating profile?
It probably was. And I was like,
I think I remember. That was
hilarious. And
that was our first
so
unprofessional
astute.
Moment. Okay. Yes. On air.
That was funny.
I was like,
for
real though, Taylor, what do you think? I need to go younger?
I was like, Cheryl, you need to drop this age down a little bit. I'm like, Cheryl, come on, let's dip into the 30s. Do I hear a 29? I don't know.
Let's go to jail, Cheryl. Just drop it on down. Let's go to jail.
But that was very fun. I think, yeah, that was like our first time going off book. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so fun.
So what we learned about each other?
Well, okay, Cheryl, I've learned that you are just, you're like the ultimate diva in all the good ways. Mm-hmm. Like from the head to toe, you know, with the heels and just the presence. And, you know, we still got to go back to this whole bikini thing. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm working on it.
The floss
working on that. The floss bikini.
That's right. Working on it.
You're just so, you've just got this, you know, extraordinary presence. And Taylor, I mean, you know, it's so interesting because I love that you are into the obscure. Like, it's just always interesting to hear what you are into. Like, the Golden Girls, as an example, but there are many.
It's always unexpected. What
it's
you're
unexpected.
Learn. Yes, unexpected.
Exactly. And I just love that. And I always love how you paint that picture for us.
Oh, thank you.
And learning about that. Yeah, always something new. Yeah.
Thank you. I completely agree with Diva Cheryl, because Cheryl will be, it'll be like 11 in the morning on a Wednesday, and Cheryl will be in a full stiletto and a red lip, a Ruby Woo moment. And I just love that.
I came out the womb in stilettos.
In a stiletto and a matte red lip. I love that. And I love about Jennifer, and what I've learned is, like, you can stand on business and still have a good time. Like, you're very professional, but still know when to let loose and when to be light and when to have fun and bring fun to the workplace. And that's been very helpful to see. I've learned so much from both of you. Like, you both are wealths of knowledge. And so it's been great to, like, grow and learn with you both.
I couldn't agree.
Agreed.
More. Jennifer, you are such an adventuresome soul, and I love that. I really do. The fact that you took a trip to New Zealand, it's just so you. I've never met a Black girl from New Mexico before. Yes, never. Until you. But you are the eternal optimist. Mm-hmm. And if I had to be on a desert island, I would want to be on the desert island with and pick one person. It'd have to be with an eternal optimist because I'm going to get off that island. But eternal
optimist. Oh, we're getting off that island.
We're getting off that island. Okay. And we're going to laugh a lot. You are the party.
Yeah.
So you bring the laughs. You are the party. And I just, I love your enthusiasm and your optimism. And and I'm just learning so much from Taylor, this little Gen Zer.
Yes.
Is teaching this Gen Xer, okay, a lot of stuff.
Yes.
About my own generation. Okay. She got facts up and down the Gen X or the generational line. And I really appreciate that. So, so yes, it's been a wonderful ride. It's been a wonderful time learning about each other. So
yes,
this might be a good time to play a little game.
Okay. What you got?
Here's what I got. You know, y'all ready for games?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to play the When Magic Happened Yearbook Superlatives game. So when I ask the question, you give the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
First question. Who's most likely to be late to recording?
Taylor.
Cheryl.
Brianna wrote this for me, I think. Even though I was early today. But okay. You know what, Cheryl? I think that we tag team.
Yeah,
we Yeah, do. Y'all we both late.
Yeah.
But you know, you coming from Beverly, okay, a freaking hour away, and I was coming from, you know, three blocks down the street. So no excuse.
And Jennifer's coming from a different state. It is like 4 hours early.
Okay, she be both of us.
She'd be like 4 hours early. And I'd be like, hey.
Right.
Hey.
How you doing?
So who's most likely to cheer up the room when we're feeling down? Jennifer.
I would agree.
Aw.
Yes.
She's like me.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm that girl.
She's like, I'm
here. We can use the key.
She's like, I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Who's most likely to dress to the nines just to go to Home Depot?
Cheryl.
Yeah, that's some real Cheryl Beth right there.
That's a real Cheryl Beth right there. Okay, this is crazy. Who's most likely to marry a 95-year-old man on hospice for money?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to make their own wine? Taylor.
Me.
Ooh, Taylor, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to make
I'm most likely
some
to drink
wine.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Cheryl will drink it.
Right. Oh, I would love to make a home wine.
Yeah. Taylor, hands down. Who's most likely to quote something from a TV show? Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor, and Taylor.
Yeah.
Right. Taylor, and Taylor.
That's me.
And it's going to be from the Golden Girls.
Probably. You'd be like, you remember that episode of Golden Girls when?
Right.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Next question. I think you know the answer to this. Who's most likely to surprise you with a random fact? Taylor.
Me and then Jennifer on the nerd episode with the grass.
Okay.
Yeah, about the grass.
Very
yeah.
specific.
Yeah, yeah.
To golf. Who's most likely to move to another country? Jennifer.
Me. Y'all watch.
Yeah.
She gonna
we
do
already
it.
We know, sis. We
I'm
already
doing
know.
It.
She gonna do it.
Who's most likely to adopt a puppy?
I don't know.
Taylor?
That's a good question.
I can see Cheryl, maybe.
Oh, hecky no. Oh.
Peter, turn this off. Peter, please.
It's so funny, though. I was thinking about that last night, about, you know, What kind of frame of mind would I need to be in to adopt a puppy? I like it for other people.
Yes.
I guess down bad. We know things are bad if Cheryl comes in with a dog.
Yes, something's wrong. Something is deeply wrong. Y'all start searching for answers, okay?
Yes.
Something is deeply wrong. I'll give you my mother's phone number.
Miss Ernestine, your daughter came in here with a dog.
Right. What's going on? Okay.
Something's wrong.
Who's most likely to be on a British Bake Off?
Taylor.
I'd love that.
Taylor. Yes, I could so see you on that.
To meet Paul Hollywood.
Yep. Who's most likely to start a dance circle?
Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Who's most likely
twerk.
To...
I would start a twerking circle.
If we're specific about the circle.
Hey.
Oh, that's funny.
Are we supposed to be taking a twerking class? No, a pole
dancing.
Class.
See?
Twerking class.
A pole dancing class. Too.
Cheryl.
And twerk on the pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a twerking class. Oh, that's funny.
Who's most likely to knit a blanket for homeless puppies?
Taylor.
Oh.
Really? I mean, yeah. I mean, I think
all of us would cater to a homeless puppy.
I wouldn't. Jennifer? I mean, I love puppies. I wouldn't make no blanket.
I like to knit.
Okay.
If you definitely put homeless people in there, yep. Sign me up.
You like to knit, Cheryl?
Yeah, I do.
When magic happens, knitting circle.
There you go. Knitting circle or twerking circle?
Both.
Yeah. Which to choose?
How about both?
Knit. Both. Yeah, both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the most likely to make everybody laugh?
I think
we're all funny.
All of us.
Yeah, we're all kind of.
I think all of us will generate a howl out of others from time to time.
I agree. What a fun game.
That was fun.
Fun game.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
What have we learned about ourselves doing this podcast, y'all? What have we learned about ourselves? Let's see.
I have grown to be more vulnerable, actually saying things that I shouldn't. Just kidding. No, but I think I've become more vulnerable and more open and not afraid to just be more authentically myself.
And I kind of more witnessed this evolution. So there's been some beautiful moments where you've really opened up, and I loved hearing all about it.
Oh, thanks. What about you guys?
What about you, Taylor?
I think that I relate to that and just loosening up and, you know, sharing my thoughts. That's hard to do. Like a big part of this podcast is like just sharing our real stories. And at first that's like scary, you know, but over this past year, I think it's gotten better.
You know, used to pride myself on just being this open book. I have no problem talking about, you know, the vulnerable stuff. But I think I found that there are still topics that I will hedge around.
And like what?
Usually they're the topics that really are deeply personal. I mean, not personal as in personal information, but personal to me.
Gotcha.
And talking about why the episode on friendships and revealing that maybe I don't really, I'm not easy to really let people in. I'm very gregarious, very affable. I like people, but as far as taking people, letting people in, I sort of surprised myself. I was hedging on that. The real truth was it's more difficult than I realized. So that was interesting, learning that about myself on this show.
Yeah.
The very thing I prided myself on is like, well, not so fast, young lady. You got some issues.
Like self-reflection.
Yes. So before the second year anniversary, what can listeners expect to hear from us?
We're cooking up some recurring activities.
Now that we're all comfortable with things.
Yeah. Okay. I know. We're going to do a little pole dancing. Okay.
That's right.
Get into our activity bag. We're going to be knitting and
go deeper.
Knitting and book clubbing and polling and.
Right.
Yeah.
Twerking.
We're now that the vulnerability bag is open.
Yeah.
I think that listeners can expect to hear more about. You know, the things, our desires, our disappointments, our hopes, our fears, things that make us tick, the adventure, you know, the adventures that we're going on or want to go on. And I think all the things that our listeners, you know, deal with in their own lives, you can expect to hear more of that in even more open, bold, and honest way.
Yes.
Because I saw the list, okay, of topics. I'm like, ooh.
And fun.
Okay, that's going to be good.
I feel like we have a fun year ahead of more laughs.
Absolutely.
More life. More magic.
Okay. All right. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens. And follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. You can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E.
You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
And you can find me, Jennifer Shaylove Bowers, on Instagram at Being Shaylove.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Benezek is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Engineering by Maria Lopez. See y'all next week.
Okay. It's our anniversary.
Are we recording, Maria? Perfect. Okay.
Everybody knows Tony.
Yes.